really and truly, I welcome the fact that a number of parties now at this stage, the latest one, Sinn Féin, have actually made childcare a key pillar of their pre-election manifestos. I think it really now needs to open up the discussion as much as possible about childcare and to ensure that everybody is as informed as possible about what each party is proposing and the very discrete differences in each proposal.
And I mean, do you favour one proposal over another at this point?
I couldn't say I do. I probably wouldn't be allowed to either, but I would say that it's most of them have got it quite right in terms with, you can see now that the consultation with the sector and with the various agencies representing childcare has got through, and you see the message has got through, and there definitely seems to be a willingness to do something about this real challenge that we have, that is childcare.
And there's a willingness to discuss it pre-election, but what you and your committee and other in the industry want to see is the willingness then to follow this up post-election, whomever forms the next government.
Well, exactly. And I mean, if you looked at what, and some of them have been better than others. There's a lot of them have got the broader issues right, in terms that, you know, we need to now start looking at childcare as something that, yes, is, you know, importantly about children's developmental needs and their education, but it's also a key influencer for workforce and for women to be able to access and remain in the workforce. I really welcome the fact that most of them have tackled maternity leave and indeed paternity leave. So because what we need to do, the highest costs of childcare are in year one when we've got babies and creches. That amount of money the parents are paying is exorbitant. So if we move the maternity leave near the 1 year, so we can allow, you know, mums or dads or whoever to stay at home for that first year, that will be so important. So that's something that I welcome in all manifestos. Some of them are going for direct investment into the services, and that's what we've seen with the Sinn Féin proposal today. They're talking about a direct investment, and they're going to cap the cost to parents that, for the equivalent of, say, a 40-hour week in childcare, parents paying 180 euro per week. Now, if you think about that in a Dublin context and you compare that to a Donegal context, it's very different. Our childcare in Donegal, that's our top line already. So that's not going to necessarily help Donegal families in that proposal in itself, because we're a rural county and our childcare costs are lower than Dublin. But it'll probably be a big help in Dublin. So that needs to be looked at, you know, in terms of this policy today.